Hey guys, I'm Staria.
I'm Angel, and we are the Daring Mormons.
And we push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. Hey everyone, welcome back to Dare to Explore the Gospel podcast. That's pretty hard for me to say.
Someone forgot the name.
No, it's just hard. And like, I have another podcast, and I did a lot of recordings earlier, so... Yeah, I just want to say that podcast name. Anyway, welcome back, guys. Happy Sunday, or happy whatever day it is for you that you're listening to this. It's Sunday for us. It's Sunday morning. This is when we do our scripture study, and that's what this podcast is all about. We come together. We are in Come Follow Me, and this week we are, well, it's December 6th, so we're in that time slot. We're reading in Moroni chapter 1 through 6 today. And we already said our prayer together to open up this scripture study, and we encourage you guys to do the same. So if you need to, go ahead and pause this, say your prayer, and then you can resume. So yeah, let's get into it. What are we talking about today, babe?
All right, so we are going to be reading, first off, Moroni chapter 2 through 6, which is quite a bit. But
wait. Chapter 2 through 6?
Yeah, we're not actually going to read the whole thing.
Oh, wait, it's actually super short. Look at this.
Oh, okay. That's in that short. Case, we're reading chapter 2 through 6 of Moroni. And in here, it's going to be talking about priesthood ordinances. And so if someone that you know is preparing to get the priesthood, or could be like a little brother going into the priesthood, or someone that you have seen grown with the gospel and is preparing to get the priesthood, it could be you that are getting the priesthood, this lesson's good for you because it just kind of talks a little bit more about the priesthood and what the importance of it, and it helps you to explain if anyone has questions, you know, what the priesthood is. So let's read chapter 2 through 6. So we'll take a chapter each.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I will start with chapter 2. The words of Christ, which he spake unto his disciples, the 12 whom he had chosen, as he laid his hands upon them. And he called them by name, saying, Ye shall call on the Father in my name, in mighty prayer, and after ye have done this, ye shall have power, that to him upon whom ye shall lay your hands, ye shall give the Holy Ghost, and in my name shall ye give it, for thus do mine apostles. Now Christ spake these words unto them at the time of his first appearing, and the multitude heard it not, but the disciples heard it, and on as many as they laid their hands fell the Holy Ghost.
The manner which the disciples, who were called the elders of the church, ordained priests and teachers, after they had prayed unto the Father in the name of Christ, they laid their hands upon them and said, In the name of Jesus Christ, I ordain you to be a priest, or if he be a teacher, I ordain you to be a teacher, to preach repentance and remission of sins through Jesus Christ by the endurance of faith on his name to the end. Amen. And after this manner did they ordain priests and teachers according to the gifts and callings of God. Unto men, and they ordained them by the power of the Holy Ghost, which was in them.
The manner of their elders and priests administering the flesh and blood of Christ unto the church, and they administered it according to the commandments of Christ. Wherefore we know the manner to be true, and the elder or priest did minister it. And they did kneel down with the church and pray to the Father in the name of Christ, saying, O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat it in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he hath given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
The manner of their elders and priests administering the flesh and the blood of Christ unto the church, and they administer it according to the commandments of Christ.
Wait.
Chapter 4.
I just read that. You're reading chapter 5.
Good, because I knew that all along. I just knew it. I knew it, and I didn't, you know, yeah.
I was like, how is he not turning the page yet?
The manner of, are you not hearing what I'm saying?
It starts the same.
Yeah, you guys
heard. It starts the same.
The manner of administering the wine, that is not the same.
Oh, my God.
Behold, they took the cup and said, O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who partake, who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his spirit to be with them. Amen. So for you guys that don't know, this, these ones that we just read, chapter 5 and 4, those are the readings to bless the sacrament. So whenever they're blessing the sacrament, they'll do the bread section, and then after that, they'll do the wine, which is water now, section.
And chapter 6 is the last one, right? Mm-hmm. And now I speak concerning baptism. Behold, elders, priests, and teachers were baptized, and they were not baptized, save that they brought forth fruit, meat, that they were worthy of it. Neither did they receive any unto baptism, save they came forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and witnessed unto the church that they truly repented of all their sins. And none were received unto baptism, save they took upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve him to the end. And after they had been received unto baptism and were wrought upon and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the Church of Christ, and their names were taken that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God, to keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watchful unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and the finisher of their faith. And the church did meet together often to fast and pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together often to partake of the bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. And they were strict to observe that there should be no iniquity among them. And whoso was found to commit iniquity, and three witnesses of the church did condemn them before the elders. And if they repent not and confess not, their names were blotted out, and they were not numbered among the people of Christ. But as often as they repented and sought forgiveness with real intent, they were forgiven. And their meetings were conducted by the church after the manner of the workings of the Spirit and by the power of the Holy Ghost. For as the power of the Holy Ghost led them whether to preach or to exhort or to pray or to supplicate or to sing, even so it was done.
Awesome. So in those scriptures, there's a lot of information in them. But the gist of it is, when we are given the priesthood, which is, it talks about how the priesthood is given. It's by one having authority and then laying on the hands of another person. And with the power of God and Jesus, like, we're able to give that person the authority. So that authority is passed on through that ordinance. And so it's saying that, you know, when you're preparing to, when you have the priesthood, you're able to do certain things that have been given to you. So you're able to baptize, you're able to bless the sacrament, and there's other administrative things that you can do with the priesthood. But for the most part, those are like two big things that you get to do when you're first getting the priesthood. Anything stuck out to that for you, Ben?
I do have one verse that is, I put a big square around it, and I don't remember when I did this, but I just, you know, I still like that I did that because I like the verse, but it's in chapter 6, verse 8, but as often as they repented and sought forgiveness with real intent, they were forgiven. I think I just like the part where it says with real intent, because that's like the only way to really do it. If you really mean it, you know, you're really asking forgiveness, like in your heart, you really, really mean it. So, yeah, I don't know. Out of all of that, that just like stuck out to me.
No, it's true. We're actually going to move on now and talk about partaking of the sacrament and how it helps us to draw closer to Jesus Christ. So in that is going to be chapter 4. and 5 of Moroni. And this is just going to talk about how the, you know, the sacrament is, the importance of the sacrament and how it helps us to get closer to Jesus and God.
So do we want to reread those?
We can, let's reread them, okay. Just so that we can tie it back into the actual sacrament.
Yeah, because it's just, it's the prayers, right? The blessings. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I will go ahead and read chapter 4 then. The manner of their elders and priests administering the flesh and blood of Christ unto the church, and they administered it according to the commandments of Christ. Wherefore we know the manner to be true, and the elder or priest did minister it. And they did kneel down with the church and pray to the Father in the name of Christ, saying, O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may do it, eat it in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments, which he hath given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
The manner of administering the wine, behold, they took the cup and said, O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. And so the sacrament that's talked about here, it really kind of breaks down how important, like, if you listen to it, it says, like, that they may always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. And when you take the sacrament, it's kind of like a refresher on the week. So if you, you know, have done things that you're not so proud of for the week and you want to go back, I mean, and you take the sacrament, it's kind of like a restart. So it's a re-covenant of your baptism. So when you're baptized, you make a promise to Heavenly Father saying, like, this is what I'm going to do, blah, blah, this is what it is, this is the importance of it. And then when after baptism, it's retaking of the sacrament is that refreshing, renewing your covenant, saying, yes, I am doing this. Yes, I am still holding true to those promises and things like that. And if you have done something wrong, as long as it's not like completely like really bad where you have to go discuss it with your bishop, you're still getting forgiven, you know. It's a
basically just like very small sins, you know, like I can't even think of something, but like literally just because if it's not small, then like you need to go talk to your bishop. But it's just like small things because we're human, you know, we make mistakes, we make decisions that we probably shouldn't have made. And even if it's something very small and simple, taking the sacrament helps to just renew those covenants. I try to do my best whenever they are blessing the sacrament to just try to remember Jesus Christ and more specifically like him on the cross and what he did for us. Like that we have that ability to be able to repent. I do my best to just like try to remember that, envision that, whenever they both blessings on the bread and on the water. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. On my mission, like, it was the reason we had to get investigators to the so this is kind of funny because when you're taking investigators to Sunday church on Sunday, they were wondering if they could take the sacrament. Mm-hmm. And technically anyone could take the sacrament because like if you're not baptized, you haven't made any promises yet. And so it's just kind of like taking water and bread. You know, it's not like you're going against anything. It's just preparing you for that thing that you're about to do, that you're going to do after baptism. But after you're baptized, it's really big. Like, so on the road, while I've been with Starry and before that, like while I'm traveling, it's so difficult to get to church. And you kind of forget. Because a lot of people that are going to church pretty often, they forget how important the sacrament is, and then you just start taking bread and water. when I've been on the road and I haven't been able to go to church, like, taking the sacrament is so difficult to do because, you know, it's, you're constantly moving. But when I come back and I take the sacrament, I'm like, wow, this is so refreshing. Like, it feels really good. Mm-hmm. And so that's one reason that I really love the sacrament, is just like, it's a refreshing, a time to ponder back on the week and kind of, or if you haven't taken it in months, ponder back on those months and then, you know, like, ask Heavenly Father for more forgiveness as you're redoing that covenant. And so that's my take on the importance of sacrament. You got, babe?
Yeah. I mean, I just think, again, like, we, it's really easy for it to just feel like a routine. You know, you go to church, you're sitting there, they bless the sacrament, they pass it out. Like, it's just kind of part of the routine. So I challenge you, you know, if you're a member and you're going to church right now, you have that opportunity, because I know with COVID, it's not everywhere is allowing that. But if you are going to church, really think about, you know, that it's amazing that we still are able to do that. And just remember the importance of it, why it's even there, because it's not just something that we just randomly do. And with that, I just have to say, I'm so grateful that we're able to do this from home too, because, you know, during that time when church was shut down, people were still able to have someone in their home with the priesthood bless the sacrament for them at home. So it doesn't just have to be done at church. You know, they said that it's okay for them to do it at home too, so that people are still able to take the sacrament. You just have to have the priesthood. So yeah, I just think that's really cool that during shutdown, we were still able to have the opportunity.
Thank you so much for that. Now we're going to move on from the sacrament. And I hope, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. I know there's probably a small amount of you guys that will ever do that, or maybe none. But if you do have those questions, we're here. Reach out to us. And we are on Instagram at The Daring Mormons and, you know, different platforms. And so if you can find us, reach out to us, and we'll love to talk to you a little bit more about it. Now we're going to talk about disciples of Jesus Christ ministering to one another, because honestly, ministering onto another is one of the biggest things that we push in the church. Like, and that's why the bishop doesn't get paid to do what he does. Anyone in their callings doesn't get paid to do what they do. It's all, you know, you're ministering, you're giving back. And that is honestly such a strong statement for me, and one of the reasons why I love the church so much is the reason that everyone gives back, mm-hmm. not expecting anything in return. So we're going to read Moroni chapter 6, verse 4 through 9.
Do you
want, tastes like chocolate.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And after they had been received unto baptism and were wrought upon and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the Church of Christ, and their names were taken, that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God, to keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watching unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and the finisher of their faith.
And the church did meet together oft to fast and to pray and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together oft to partake of the bread and the wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. And they were strict to observe that there should be no iniquity among them. And whoso was found to commit iniquity, and three witnesses of the church did condemned them before the elders, and if they repent not, and confessed not, their names were blotted out, and they were not numbered among the people of the church of people of Christ.
Are you gonna keep going? Okay.
It's your turn.
You took like two of my verses. But as oft as they repented and sought forgiveness with real intent, they were forgiven. And their meetings were conducted by the church after the manner of the workings of the Spirit, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. For as the power of the Holy Ghost led them whether to preach
or to exhort, or to pray, or to supplicate, or to sing, even so it was done.
Guys, Daria stole my verse just now. I was supposed to read that. All right, so these verses are really strong because I see a lot of times when someone get baptized into the church that's a non-member and then comes a member, they get kind of lost in the system. That happened to me when I was a kid. I got baptized and I joined the church, and it was awesome because I had the missionaries. My family were, we thought the missionaries were awesome, but there was no one there to kind of take us in under their wings after the missionaries were gone. And it honestly became like we got baptized and then we stayed committed for like a month or two, and then we went super less active. And it kind of seemed like no one really kind of reached out until later on they did. But in these verses, they're talking about how when someone gets baptized, it's up to the congregation or the people to kind of reach out to them, minister onto them, and help them to be nourished and to help them to keep growing. Because honestly, if you plant a plant and you let it and you raise it, but you don't give it water, you don't give it sunlight or anything, the plant will die. And it's the same with people. Like if you baptize them and send them into the church and the gospel, and you don't continue to give them that nourishment, they will die spiritually, and then you will wonder what happened. Why did they leave? It's just because that nourishment wasn't there for them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So those are some of the biggest things. Other than that, like, you just have to kind of ponder on what baptism meant to you and what your covenant meant when you did that, and what it means to administer to others. Babe, what do you think about the administering that the church has?
Well, me personally, I've never been good at it, but I think that's because I've never been in a ward long enough to feel like I can actually put my heart into it. Also, ministering has just changed a lot in the past couple years, so I think overall I'm just confused, if I'm going to be completely honest.
What are you confused about?
I get emails sometimes saying, like, okay, well, this is who you're ministering, and then I'm confused because I thought a couple of years ago they ended ministering, like having people that you minister to. So I'm just a little confused, but
I am too, actually.
Anyway, I do want to do better, though, because I understand the significance of it. I think that it's very helpful. Like, I just think you never know if somebody, like, really needs a visit, even if, like, it's coming off like they don't want someone to come visit them and that's just the last thing they want. I just think sometimes that's what they need. They need someone to reach out to them and check in on them, even just, like, go get a smoothie together. I don't know. That's how I would minister. Like, I would just do it super casually. I don't know, though. That's kind of how I see, like, missionary work as well. It's just I try to do it, like, more on, like, a chill level, because I know that when you just, like, blast people with, like, the gospel and stuff, it can kind of, like, scare them off, or, like, it's just, like, the last thing they want to talk about. So that's kind of, like, how I view it, is anytime someone asks me about the church or something, or they, like, find out I'm Mormon, I just try more to just, like, have a good presence about me rather than, like, the things that I'm saying. I mean, obviously, if they ask me a specific question, I'll do my best to answer. But I think that it's really important just to, like, have the Spirit with you no matter, like, what you're talking about. So, and I think that's kind of the power behind ministering, is that maybe some people just, like, really need to, like, have that Spirit in the room. And you can be that person to bring that into their room.
I actually really like that, like, all of it, talking about ministering, and, like, it doesn't have to be this mundane, like, oh, let me read this verse to you. It could just be check out, make sure you see how they're doing, and move on from there. And honestly, guys, like, we all can do better at ministering. We all can do better at looking out for each other. We all can be better priesthood holders or better members of the church, like, let's make sure that everyone feels welcome and feel the love of Christ that we do have. Because I'm not going to lie, you guys are awesome. Like, you're an awesome person. Doesn't matter who you are, because with the light of Christ and with the Holy Ghost in you and like the guidance of Heavenly Father, like there is a special thing about you that people are drawn to. And mix that with reaching out to people, like it's a powerful combination. And so I would encourage, and that's basically the end of the lesson, but I would encourage everyone, including Starry and I, to try and find ways that we can service others, or I don't like the word service, but like reach out to others and let them feel welcome and feel as a part of our organization and feel that love of Christ from us. And so, you know, I don't know if you have anything else to say to add on to this.
Something that's been on my mind this weekend is that we can all just be more giving. So the church is very much into service and giving without expecting. So I think during these times, I feel like we all are thinking a lot about ourselves, which, you know, you should be making sure that you're okay. Like, that makes sense. But, you know, think of others too, even if that's literally just sending a text to them or calling them to chat real quick. Yeah, that's just something that's been on my mind. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Awesome. Thanks, babe. Thank you guys so much for listening in and for, you know, all your support. And we really appreciate every single one of you. And just know that we love you. And again, I really do mean that. If you guys have questions, we'll do our best to answer. We made this podcast not because we know everything about the gospel or that we, you know, yeah, we don't know that much. But this is us learning as we read along. And so we just wanted you guys to come along and enjoy or learn with us. And so if you have a question, we'll do our best to answer. But if you feel like you can add more on to what we're saying too, just let us know, reach out to us, and mm-hmm. you know, we'll add to it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, guys, well, we're going to go ahead and end this and then say our closing prayer. And don't forget to say your closing prayer as well. This was an awesome, awesome topic today. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will be back with a new episode next Sunday.
Bye.